Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
It's time for a spiritual awakening. There's not just one religion, there are thousands. After years of being concerned that too few voices, too few points of view were getting heard when it comes to spiritual paths and world religions, that the radio airwaves were not reflecting the diversity that really exists, I started producing my own programs, exploring the world of spirituality, comparative religion, and books, bringing to the airwaves the gentle voices of saints, the wisdom of masters or mystics, world scriptures, sacred texts, the great spiritual classics of the East and the West. Darshan Singh, author of the book Spiritual Awakening, once said, "Humanity has always dreamed of a golden age. Some imagine it as having existed in the remote past, while others project it into a distant future. For those who have the eyes to read the signs, the golden age of spirituality has already begun, and we are witnessing its dawn. Already, young and old throughout the world are beginning to seek spiritual awakening. Let us speak of peace. Let us listen to the message of love, and once these subjects are begun, let us speak of them from dawn to dawn." My name is James Bean. Welcome to Spiritual Awakening. It's great to be here this week on Spiritual Awakening. As is sometimes the case, this week I'm using a little bit of electronic ambient space music from Diocil, from the album appropriately titled Beyond This Plane of Existence. As of late, I've been in India exploring the teachings of various Indian scriptures and spiritual classics, part of an ongoing series exploring the spirituality and sacred texts of India. There are many, 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 many texts that one could mention. The mystic poetry of Darya Sahib is some of my favorite. Darya is one of my favorite poet mystics. I think it would be an interesting world to live in, where the poetry of Darya Sahib is as popular in the West as is the poetry of Rumi. I think that would be an interesting planet to live on. Darya Sahib was born in 1674 and supposedly passed on in 1780. Both Darya Sahib and the famous saint of Hathras, Param Sant Tulsi Sahib, guru and author of the spiritual classic known as the Ghat Ramayana, would have been contemporaries, would have shared the earth for a few years. And Darya passed on only 38 years before the birth of Swamiji Maharaj, the saint of Agra. According to the introduction of the book, Darya Sahib, Saint of Hathras, Saint of Bihar, rather, Darya Sahib, Saint of Bihar, the Darya Panth is alive and well. The path of Darya is alive and well in Bihar and around India at the present time. These groups apparently have many branches and living teachers, hundreds of saints, quote-unquote, according to the webmaster of the Darya website. I corresponded with the webmaster, asking him some questions about his group a while back. Darya appointed two spiritual successor satgurus. One of those eventually died and was succeeded by another teacher. Thus, that master, along with the other satguru appointed by Sant Darya, were alive at the same time. Tulsi Sahib had his group in Hathras. Darya said that his spiritual path would continue to live on in the world so long as the path of the sound current continues to be taught and experienced in the devotees attending his satsangs in his group. When the inner gnosis or spiritual knowledge gets lost and replaced with organizational politics, rites, and rituals, Darya said that he will come again, reincarnating and reestablishing the path of spirituality in the world again, with a new lineage of teachers or gurus. Some in the Darya Panth believe that Saint Darya was the reincarnation of Guru Kabir. Indeed, the style and vocabulary of Darya's hymns and mystic poems reminds me very much of the Anurag Sagar and other literature used in the Dharamdasi branch of Kabir Panth. Darya seems to have been influenced by the teachings of Kabir. According to some in the Darya Panth, or the Path of Darya, you could almost say Church of Darya in India, the Darya Panth, many of those folks believe that Darya was the reincarnation of Kabir. And Darya did say in his teachings that he would come again if his group disintegrated and devolved into externalities, rites, rituals, external hierarchy and politics, losing the spiritual essence, that he would come back again and start a new path in the world. Indeed, this is a very Kabir-like teaching, because in the Bijak of Guru Kabir, it is said that Kabir came during each of the four yugas of time, these vast epochs of millions and millions of years, that Kabir came during each of the four yugas to give the spiritual path a jump start. We are currently in Kali Yuga, the Iron Age, according to Hinduism. This is Kali Yuga. So the idea of Darya coming back again is very much in that particular tradition of Kabir. I want to share with you information about the Darya website, the one and only book in the English language about the teachings and poetry of Darya Sahib. Lots of wisdom, lots of insight from Darya. As far as I know, this translation published in India called Darya Sahib, Saint of Bihar, is the only book in English featuring the poetry of Darya. And there is one English language website, which happens to be one of my favorite websites as of late. The Darya website is located at geocities.com, Sant Darya website. Listen for my email address, because later on I'll give out my address and I can send you a link to the Darya website and give you more information about this book published in India called Darya Sahib, Saint of Bihar. I want to share with you the teachings of Darya, and this is based on the website. I'm serving here as translator because the website uses some Eastern mystical terms like Kal, Ahimsa, Sat Purush, Samsara, Maya, and so I will be the translator and bracket in translations as I read from the website, which is in front of me here. The teachings of Darya Sahib. Sat Purush, which is a term for the Supreme Being, the eternal, original, true being, is the literal meaning of the word Sat Purush. Sat Purush, or God, sends his son to the world to liberate the jivas, or souls, living beings, from the clutches of Kal. Kal is a term similar to Kali, sometimes, universal mind, Maya, Lord of Time, Yama. Cosmic ego, in a sense, if you're familiar with that series, A Course in Miracles, Kal is sort of like the ego. Ego that is a sort of false god that's jealous and thinks it's the one and only god and is the god of mental plane beliefs and ideas which are not complete, are not the highest. In that sense, think of the term Kal. The Supreme Being sends his son to the world to liberate the jivas from the clutches of Kal. Saint Darya Sahib came to the world under the instructions of the Supreme Being to liberate souls or jivas. The Supreme Being came to the village of Darya in Bihar to instruct Darya Sahib and enthroned Darya and assured him to liberate the souls that followed his teachings. And he became a Satguru. The name of Darya's guru is mentioned in the book. And this guru appointed Darya to be the leader of the group, his spiritual successor. And so he became the leader in this particular lineage. Darya preached ahimsa, which means nonviolence in thought, word, and deed, a term similar to golden rule. Darya preached ahimsa, or nonviolence, towards all living beings. Darya was a vegetarian, advocated vegetarian values as part of his ahimsa message. According to Darya, unless the lamp of compassion is lit, the soul cannot find its path home again. It cannot find the path that leads to the supreme state. Darya preached ahimsa, or nonviolence, and compassion towards all living beings. That is the foundation of his ethics and morality. Says Darya Sahib, be not intimidated by any fear. Hold fast to the name of the Supreme Being, which is always there to help. Having come to this world, I will emancipate the souls by giving them the mark of the sound current. That living one who shatters pride and dissolves all error is always there to assist you. The holy places of Mecca and Medina are within this heart. Look within it, and you will find them there. The Supreme One is my beloved, who is close to the heart of the lover. He is seen in each heart. In each heart, his palace is alike. I have told you again and again, he is seen close by, although seems far off. The one who has built this house of the human body dwells within it and is ever present there. See the manifestation of the Supreme One within the heart, says Darya. One can have easy access to the goal of the inaccessible path. The inner moon is the luminous lamp in the light of which the lover finds the beloved. A great rejoicing goes on within the inner garden, and the sight of the dear beloved pleases the heart. One thus enters the abode of the Supreme Lord and serves at his door as a true soul. Let your heart be the mirror. Within it will be seen your unparalleled home. Your true home is visible in this mirror, and therein is seen a refulgent form. God shines clearly as the pole star. His splendor is spread behind the inner veil. Search for the saint, the remover of the rust, then cleanse all the rust off your mirror. As the mirror of your heart is gradually cleansed, its light will increase day by day. The technique of love is truly the root of spirituality. Follow this technique as imparted by the teacher. When with his grace the inner light is illuminated, the true name, the support of all, comes to sight. Without love, there can be no devotion. Without love, there can be no wisdom. With love arisen, they can be experienced with the teacher's grace. With intensification of love, one comes in contact with the true sound. And like a lotus in water, abides in its peace and bliss. The true Supreme Lord resides within this body. Recognize him through the manifestation of true love. By entering within yourself, see the manifestation of true wisdom. Entering the cave of the inner sky, see the manifestation of the boundless sound. By dwelling upon the unstruck divine sound, the inner experience opens up. And with the realization of the truth, one reaches the other shore. This realization is beyond the experience of the three worlds. It is the realization of the primordial Supreme One, the very goal of our love. This is the fearless realm where fear is destroyed. One becomes immortal and rejoices forever. It is the primal sound which carries one to this abode, and it is the Satguru who makes it known. There the passage is made through the eye of the needle. Gems glitter there in the refulgence of light. Our path is through subtle regions. There the inner sight illumines our way. He who carries on the practice of the true sound beholds the truth from the beginning to the end within his body. By realizing the true sound with rapt attention, he attains the status of a pure swan. Such a devotee reaches the immortal abode. And there he sees mysterious and wondrous sights. Within the bright sun of the Satguru's sound, arisen within, he becomes pure and can never be touched by blemishes. Without love, there can be no devotion. Without love, there can be no wisdom. With love arisen, they can be experienced with the Satguru's grace. With intensification of love, one comes in contact with the true sound, and like a lotus in water, abides in its peace and bliss. When love and endearment are truly ingrained, one attains the elixir of God's name, or Nam, and enjoys its bliss. Being firmly entrenched in love and endearment, and being well steeped in devotion, one obtains true love. Have love for the lotus feet of the Satguru, O wise one. This life is short. Give up needlessly extended discussions. With love and wisdom arisen, one moves with detachment in this world. He who finds the teacher has the recognition of the path, says Darya. So long as the lover is not immersed in love, his thoughts are not washed away. If one's attention is not absorbed in the inner sky, how can he see the wondrous inner sights? So long as the intense longing for the beloved does not arise, and the heart is not filled with love, the spiritual goal cannot be attained by mere observance of religious practices, vows, and rituals. Mystic poetry of Darya Sahib from the book Darya Sahib, Saint of Bihar, published by RS Books in India. Earlier, some teachings of Darya from the Darya website. To receive a link to the Darya website and more information about the book on Darya and other books from India, email me at this address, james@spiritualawakeningradio.com. More after the break, right here on HealthyLife.net. Save the planet and please your taste buds at the same time with Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us. Be vegan, make peace. Be good to the planet and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on our plate. If you want to please your taste buds while promoting love and harmony with the earth, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants all over the U.S. and around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain on the planet, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California, in July of 2008. To see what's on the menu at the Loving Hut near you, go to this website, lovinghut.us. Once again, the web address is lovinghut.us.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Spiritual Awakening here on HealthyLife.net. I'm James Bean. This week, the focus is the teaching and mystic poetry of Darya Sahib, saint of Bihar, India, a very influential poet, mystic, and spiritual master who lived a few centuries ago in Bihar district, India. Before I read some mystic poetry, so now I want to share with you some teachings of Darya from the Darya website. Teaching of Darya Sahib is above sects, castes, and religions. People belonging to any race, religion, and caste can be benefited from his teaching. According to the teachings of Darya, all the men and women of this world are the creation of Satpurush. That sentence reminds me of a verse of Kabir poetry which went almost the same way. All women and men of this world are the form of God. Darya Sahib says the human body is the true temple, the true place of pilgrimage, the true Hajj to go on, the true Mecca, the true Medina. He describes God by using the term Satpurush, which literally means the eternal, true, original being. Satpurush, he says, is unborn, eternal, all-powerful, the creator of everything, does not take birth, does not meet with death, is nameless, is formless, and is really beyond description. The soul, or jiva, is the resident of Satlok. And as I mentioned earlier, I am serving here as translator of some of these Eastern terms. Satlok means true eternal realm or heaven or abode or plane. Satlok is considered to be a name for the true spiritual plane. in the vocabulary of Darya Sahib. This sentence goes once again, the soul or jiva is the resident of Satlok. That is a very profound sentence, actually, because it is saying that we are already in heaven, whether we know it or not. Where else would the soul be? The astral plane? In your left kneecap? Causal plane? The universal mind? The soul is made of soul stuff and can only be in the soul realm. So, yes, of course, we're in heaven already, whether we know it or not. Back to the website. The soul has gotten entangled in the snare of Kal and is wandering in samsara, this material universe, this world of changes, in different forms. The soul is, in other words, wearing various bodies, subtle bodies or physical material bodies, and the impulses of the five senses are pouring in, and so wearing this virtual reality helmet of the five senses, it thinks that is its true identity and its true existence. Amazing. So Sat Purush, the eternal, original, true being, sends Satgurus, or teachers, to the world of samsara, the world of changes, to guide souls. The Satguru knows the path that liberates souls from the snares of illusion. The soul, by following the teachings of the Satguru, gets liberated and goes to the permanent abode, that is Satlok. In other words, just translating here, the soul is given teachings and meditation techniques whereby it learns to rise above body consciousness, to tune out temporarily during meditation the world of the five senses, and all of a sudden it discovers, it realizes, it comes to the realization that it is also a citizen of this other world called Satlok. The soul comes to know itself as soul, as the observer, the one who dwells within the body, the driver of the chariot, the self, with a capital S. Darya, according to the website, has advocated two paths for the attainment of nirvana. One, the path of knowledge or gnosis, spiritual experience. And two, the path of bhakti, love and devotion. And of course, one leads to the other. Love and devotion leads to knowledge, and knowledge or gnosis leads to love and devotion. This human birth is most precious and should not be lost in mere satisfaction of pleasures, accumulation of wealth, and wielding power. Human birth should be utilized for the realization of nirvana. If this opportunity is lost, none can say when one would be fortunate to get the human birth again. The getting of the human birth is rare. One does not become high or low from his origin of birth by acquiring virtues and doing good deeds only. One becomes high. This is an interesting paragraph because it presents things as being slightly different than how some portray reincarnation. Darya taught reincarnation but says getting the human birth is a rare thing, whereas some, especially in the West, teach that we always keep coming back in the human form, again and again. We were a janitor in a past life, this life will have a Porsche, in the next life we'll be a millionaire. We keep coming back, guaranteed, over and over again, into this sentient human form. But many in India who teach reincarnation and transmigration say that it's rare for the human birth to be acquired, not something that's guaranteed at all. So, since it's a rare thing, he is saying that life is a tremendous gift, a golden opportunity. Don't let it go to waste. Go for enlightenment now. Don't assume that you'll keep coming back again and again and again a million zillion times in the human form. Rather, take advantage of this human birth and soar as high as you can right now, because who knows? who knows, when you're back again, when the wheel lands in such a way that you end up back here again in the next life. That concept that life is a precious golden opportunity, so go for enlightenment now, that's a theme with Kabbalah, with Gnosticism, with Sufism, and many other schools of saints and mystics. You're hearing Spiritual Awakening more after the break here on HealthyLife.net. Save the planet and please your taste buds at the same time with Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us.
There's a reason why ADT is America's leading home security company. Since 1874, they've helped protect over 5 million homes. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the ADT banner. It's more affordable than you think.
Be vegan, make peace, be good to the planet, and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on our plate. If you want to please your taste buds while promoting love and harmony with the earth, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants all over the U.S. and around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain on the planet, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California, in July of 2008. To see what's on the menu at the Loving Hut near you, go to this website, lovinghut.us. Once again, the web address is lovinghut.us.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back to Spiritual Awakening on HealthyLife.net. If you like the poetry of Kabir and Rumi, hope you enjoy this poetry reading of Darya Sahib, Saint of Bihar. Have firm faith in love and devotion. Love is the essence of spiritual truth. Reflect on this saying of the saints. By this alone, one is freed from the ocean of samsara, the ocean of this world of changes. Blessed is the eye which is permeated with love. The technique of love is truly the root of spirituality. Follow this technique as imparted by the teacher. When with his grace the inner lamp is lighted, the true nam, the true light and sound, the support of all, comes to sight. Just as the lotus resides in water, it does not come to bloom by water. Only when the light of the sun appears does the lotus open its petals, as the contemplative inner eye opens to see. The spiritual lotus likewise resides in this human body, which is like a pond. Its sustaining water is close to the lotus. But only when love for the teacher arises does the inner lotus bloom, and one becomes a devotee. Without love, there is no spiritual path. The path lives in love. With intensification of love, one comes in contact with the true sound, and like a lotus in water, abides in its peace and bliss. When love and endearment are firmly ingrained, one attains the elixir of Nam, the sound and light, and enjoys its bliss. Being firmly entrenched in love and endearment, and being well steeped in devotion, one obtains true love. Without love, one does not find the flow of the sound current. But when the flower of love blossoms, its fragrance is praised by all. Glimpses of the inward journey. Abandoning strife and suffering, one attains the Supreme Lord, who is revealed like the moon, entering the sky where there is an incessant downpour with thunder. One is intoxicated with ecstasy. Drops fall incessantly in the cosmic plane of Brahm. One cannot reach here by following a defective path. Here one becomes free from blemishes, shedding negative thoughts. Such a one is not caught in Kal's game. Kal, universal mind, demiurge, cosmic ego, trickster, lord of illusion. Turning the attention inward, the holy aspirant traverses the realm of the 12-petaled lotus, the Trikuti, and the whirling cave. The secrets of the inner centers are revealed to him, and the soul travels from the eye center through the middle path known as Sukmani. Dwelling within the 8-petaled lotus, the bee, the soul, is fully absorbed in love within. The refulgence of light glitters brilliantly, and the soul is intoxicated with the incessant downpour from the sky. The branch of the immortal tree is laden with flowers and with exotic fragrance. The bees, the souls, are intoxicated. The bees are absorbed in drinking the nectar of love with delight. Their hearts are immersed in the inner contemplation. They behold the luminous crossroad within. They catch glimpses of the state of nirvana inside. They enjoy the pure fragrance and are adorned with splendorous spiritual canopies. With the sky overcast with clouds and showers pouring forth amidst thunder, the lovers are absorbed in their beloved. Seeing from the beginning to the end, they give up false entanglements and behold the Supreme One every moment with their own eyes. Follow the wisdom of the teacher, contemplate the True One, and give up false pride. Listen, O seeker. Get rid of the deceit of your heart. The saint will then manifest the true knowledge, says Darya. Then one obtains the immortal kingdom of the immortal abode. While the luminous light burns within, the purpose of that human form is virtually accomplished, wherein resounds the enormous thunder of clouds. The peacocks shriek joyfully on the mountain, and crickets chirp within. The lightning flashes with thunder peals from dark clouds, and the incessant downpour falls from the inner sky. The house of delusion is torn asunder. The bird, the soul, flies up to the top of the tree and is delighted to see the splendor of the sky wherever it casts its eye. The river flows in an upsurge to the higher heavens, reaching the source of the lotus where the bees hum. The branches, leaves, flowers, and fruit of it are all illumined with lights. It is the saints, say Darya, who reach the culmination of the spiritual path. and being absorbed in it, show us the way. This is a boundless hemisphere, unfathomable and endless. Rarely, through proper technique, can someone cross it. It is known only to the connoisseur Satguru and to those to whom he reveals it. Gems, diamonds, and all light are shown by him close by. It is only an intoxicated devotee, a lover of the teacher, who will practice such a discipline of the sound current, says Darya. More on the teachings of Darya after the break, right here on HealthyLife.net.
Loving Hut is the fastest growing chain of animal-free gourmet vegan restaurants all over the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a healthy, sustainable, planet-friendly, plant-based diet. All mouth-watering items on the menu are 100% vegan. In the Atlanta area, visit Loving Hut at 6385 Spalding Drive, Norcross, Georgia. To see what's on the menu, get driving directions or other information, go to lovinghut.us/Georgia. lovinghut.us/Georgia. And at Facebook, the address is facebook.com/lovinghutGA. That's facebook.com/lovinghutGA.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Spiritual Awakening Radio. Here on HealthyLife.net, positive talk radio, I'm James Bean. With you every week at this time, presenting an exploration of the world of spirituality, comparative religion, meditation, mysticism, and books. Usually the books that I choose are not your typical predictable books based on somebody's marketing strategy, but the great spiritual classics of the East and the West. My favorite type of program, in fact, is to share the mystic poetry of the mystics of the East, the Sants and Sufis of India, especially. Today's program is part one, exploring the mystic poetry and teachings of Saint Darya Sahib of Bihar District, India, part of an ongoing series exploring the mystic poetry of the saints of the East. There are many books online of these various saints, Mirabai, Kabir, Rumi, Hafiz, Darya Sahib of Bihar, Namdev, Dadu Dayal, all of these great Gnostics, Sufis, and mystics of the ages. Many of them have books online. There are social networking sites presenting spiritual quotes, daily spiritual quotes, from the writings of great souls like these. Give me your email address, and I can send you more information. Email me. My address is james@spiritualawakeningradio.com. james@spiritualawakeningradio.com. Just send me an email, and I'll send you information, various links to books and websites, social networking, various Facebook pages where you can hang out and enjoy on a daily basis or a weekly basis more of this great wisdom and poetry of the East.
Darya was born in 1674 and supposedly passed on in 1780. He was quite a writer as well, authoring 19 books, most of which are only in Hindi, but there is one book in English, the one I'm using for the poetry readings today, called Darya Sahib, Saint of Bihar. Listen for my email address at the end of this segment, and I'll tell you more about how to know about these books from India and the Darya website and other interesting websites featuring mystic poetry and teachings of India. The true Supreme Lord resides within this body. Recognize him through the manifestation of true love. By entering within yourself, see the manifestation of true wisdom. Entering the cave of the inner sky, see the manifestation of the boundless sound. By dwelling upon the unstruck divine sound, the inner experience opens up, and with the realization of the truth, one reaches the other shore. This realization is beyond the experience of the three worlds. It is the realization of the primordial Supreme One, the very goal of our love. This is the fearless realm where fear is destroyed. One becomes immortal and rejoices forever. It is the primal sound which carries one to this abode, and it is the Satguru who makes it known. There the passage is made through the eye of the needle. Gems glitter there in the refulgence of light. Our path is through subtle regions. There the inner sight illumines our way. He who carries on the practice of the true sound beholds the truth from the beginning to the end within his body. By realizing the true sound with rapt attention, he attains the status of a pure swan. Such a devotee reaches the immortal abode, and there he sees mysterious and wondrous sights. Within the bright sun of the Satguru's sound, arisen within, he becomes pure and can never be touched by blemishes. Without love, there can be no devotion. Without love, there can be no wisdom. With love arisen, they can be experienced with the Satguru's grace. With intensification of love, one comes in contact with the true sound, and like a lotus in water, abides in its peace and bliss. When love and endearment are truly ingrained, one attains the elixir of God's name, or Nam, and enjoys its bliss. Being firmly entrenched in love and endearment, and being well steeped in devotion, one obtains true love. Have love for the lotus feet of the Satguru, O wise one. This life is short. Give up needlessly extended discussions. With love and wisdom arisen, one moves with detachment in this world. He who finds the teacher has the recognition of the path, says Darya. So long as the lover is not immersed in love, his thoughts are not washed away. If one's attention is not absorbed in the inner sky, how can he see the wondrous inner sights? So long as the intense longing for the beloved does not arise, and the heart is not filled with love, the spiritual goal cannot be attained by mere observance of religious practices, vows, and rituals. Whatever be the bulk of one's charity and virtuous deeds, one can find no foothold anywhere without devotion. Have firm faith in love and devotion. Love is the essence of spiritual truth. Reflect on this saying of the saints. By this alone, one is liberated from the ocean of this world of samsara. Without love, what is there left? Blessed is the eye which is permeated with love. Without love, it is like a pebble or stone. Like a gardener without a garden, the eye remains empty without love. What is the state of a human being without love?
the mystic poetry of Darya Sahib, musically accompanied by the bansuri, or Indian flute. You know, it's been my vision for a number of years to share all of these great Sufi and Sant poets of the East with the world via radio. Even before Coleman Barks and Robert Bly became popular and published with their poetry and musically accompanied live performances. I was very impressed, actually, when I first heard Coleman Barks, the famous translator of Rumi poems, do these live recitals, musically accompanied Rumi poetry. He would read Rumi with ney flute playing in the background and oud, tablas, or other instruments. Robert Bly has done the same sort of approach of musically accompanied poetry of, in his case, Kabir. He would read Kabir poems as someone would play the sitar and as another musician would play tablas in the background. I've always loved that concept and have wanted to share with listening audiences via radio many of those other great poet mystics of the East, including Darya Sahib, Saint of Bihar. It's a pleasure being here today on Spiritual Awakening. To find out about the book, Darya Sahib, Saint of Bihar, published in India, to receive a link to the Darya website and other recommended books and websites, email me at this address, james@spiritualawakeningradio.com. james@spiritualawakeningradio.com. More after the break, right here on HealthyLife.net.
Save the planet and please your taste buds at the same time with Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us. Be good to the planet and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on your plate. If you want to please your palate while still promoting love and harmony with the planet, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain in the world, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California in July of 2008. To learn more, go to www.lovinghut.us. Once again, the address is www.lovinghut.us.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Spiritual Awakening Radio is heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, which is noon Pacific Time. Also on Sundays at noon Eastern, which is 9 a.m. Pacific Time. At HealthyLife.net, click on the Archive tab, scroll down, and you'll discover that there are many editions of Spiritual Awakening Radio there that you can click on and listen to anytime on demand. There are also podcasts of the program available through HealthyLife.net. Visit my website, spiritualawakeningradio.com. From there, you can send me an email if you like. And at Facebook, the address is facebook.com/spiritualawakeningradio, where you'll find links to recently archived programs, spiritual quotes, and news about upcoming shows.
For Spiritual Awakening, I'm James Bean.